ahead. It's 3:30 on a Monday. And as promised at the start of the show, today we've got a very interesting guest in the early part of the afternoon show. We'll have Gavin Steinhobel, attorney at law, coming in just after four. But right now, it's Ken Lever, who is an eminent architect and a hugely experienced man in the field. But also, you know, he has other hats. One stage, he was the chair of the Dolphin Coast Residents of Ratepayers Association. And now, he is involved with an organization called Probus. Welcome, Ken. Lovely to have you on the afternoon show.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks very much indeed. First of all, thanks to you and Mike for giving me a spot to talk about and give some sort of background to Probus.
Well, let's kick off right there. A background to Probus. It sounds like a medical procedure of some kind of devious nature, but presumably that's not true.
I wish. Having said that, no, it's not, Dave. Probus is just really a shortening of professional and business people, essentially retired and semi-retired, or, I prefer to say, reasonably active people, generally over sort of the ages of 65, who are living in our area on the Dolphin Coast, Ballita Dolphin Coast, who would like to meet with others of similar backgrounds and possibly similar or varying experiences on a monthly basis to exchange thoughts, ideas, fellowship. Probus calls itself an organization for retirees, fellowship and fun. I'm not too sure about the fun bit, but anyway, there we go.
Well, it could be. I mean, it should be, really, because...
Well, it depends on your definition of fun, I guess, but there we go.
Maybe a bit like the definition of entertainment, where, you know, the Brechtian concept of entertainment was when you actually learned something.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, this is good.
Well, exactly. I mean, for me, it's fairly important that we get an interesting speaker along once a month.
Yeah.
Who will talk about topics within our area and probably within our province as well and the country. We try to steer clear of politics if we can, and we try and concentrate on things like the environment and related issues. I mean, health obviously comes into it. Social awareness must come into it, clearly. But essentially, it's to keep people in touch.
Yeah.
Keep people aware of the rest of the world and not get sort of isolated into their little den and then start to switch off. My view is that doing this keeps the old grey matter ticking over. And there we go. The other thing about Probus, if I may, Dave, is that it is part of a national organisation, and for that matter, an international organisation. In South Africa, we have, I believe, over 60 Probus clubs and 12 in KZN. Most of the clubs are in the Durban, Pietermaritzburg environment. But we do have clubs in Escort, Ladysmith, and Newcastle. Not that I visited them, and I'm not sure what sort of size and capacity they are. But we meet at in Ballita, what we call Ballita Probus, on the third Monday of the month at Zimbiti Club at lunchtime, 12 o'clock, for a pretty prompt start at 12:15 with our speaker. The speaker we give about an hour or so, he usually speaks about 45 minutes, and we have questions, which can carry over to lunch. We then break away for lunch in the Fig Tree restaurant for a light lunch. We don't sort of get too carried away. And drinks.
Very important.
Very important, absolutely. Before and after. Yeah, particularly after. There we go. But anyway, having said all that, we do in fact host our speaker. Obviously, we buy them lunch and drinks, the least we can do. We try to get speakers from our area if we can. Trying to get people down from Maritzburg is a bit of a mission, but it's also getting a little bit costly in terms of transport. So if there's anybody listening that would like to come and talk to us about some interesting, mind-boggling factor in our area, I'd love to hear from you. Ken Lever, and my telephone number is 082-657-0094.
Oh, and if you're wondering how you're going to remember that because you can't possibly write it down while you're driving, etc., don't worry. This chat's going to go up on our website and on our apps. under the afternoon show nomenclature as a catch-up podcast, so you don't have to worry about writing it down. You can just pick it up later, re-listen to the conversation if you are keen to attend as a speaker one of the Bellito Probus meetings. And I think, look, you know, there is so much value in sharing information. That might have a commercial aptitude as well, I'm sure. If you've got some kind of interesting service that you offer, interesting to hear about it.
Well, we've had a whole range of speakers from medical to law even, to the entertainment world, to the media, journalism.
Really?
We've had people. Yeah.
Journalism?
Yeah, we've had Carl. Carl de Villiers come along and talked to us a little bit about journalism from the Courier. And he came and spoke to us about close on a year ago now. We've had people from...
I'm just keen to press that button a little bit. There is no hold or mandate on, apart from the political caveat, it can be literally anything that you believe might be of interest to your particular...
Not just interest, but also stimulating.
Okay.
You know, get the grey matter working, get people thinking about things.
Yeah.
Although it's a non-profit organisation, obviously, and it's a non-fundraising. I was a member of Rotary for just on 40 years, having joined quite young in Harare. I decided to give it a break about 2 years ago, which is when I decided to revive Probus in Bellito. We did have a Probus Club in Bellito going back quite a while, about 10 years, I think. It then folded for all sorts of reasons about 7 years ago. And we've got quite a few. I think we've got four or five of the old members back in the fold. But we're looking for members, people.
Well, because that's so important as well. The strength of any organisation is the quality of those that keep it going.
Absolutely correct.
And if you would like to join Probus, presumably it's open to all.
Absolutely.
With a caveat that maybe you should be retired, because 12 o'clock on a Monday, if you're at work, is going to be problematic.
It might be a make of a hole in your day, quite. But having said that, yes, but preferably people with a professional or business background.
Oh.
That's not absolutely essential. If you're interested, give me a buzz. I've given you the phone number. My email I'll also give Dave, and he can maybe include that.
Yes.
Because I'm an email aficionado. I'm a little bit behind with WhatsApp, but there we go. So my email address, just for the record, is archilever, archilever, one word, @gmail.com. That comes from obviously from my architectural background, but there we go.
Excellent. So archilever@gmail.com. I presume that the membership in the past, it used to be, I think, almost an exclusively male-dominated domain, but things must have changed.
Not at all. In fact, we're actually female-dominated. So, guys out there, listen, I need a bit of support. Come on, come and join us. The next meeting, for those that might be interested, is in fact today week, Monday the 18th, and Chris McDaniel has very kindly offered to host us at Rain Farm.
Oh, that's nice.
So we're actually having a trip out to Rain Farm. Those who can make it are coming out about 10:30, and there'll be tea available. We're then going to have a light lunch. And in between that lot, Chris is offering special rate game viewing at 90 Rand a head. So the lunch he's putting on from 90 Rand a head, and the teas will cost around about 40, 45 Rand. So if you're interested, come and join us. Rain Farm, you've just got to be aware, of course, that the bridge... across the, I think it's the, I'm not sure whether it's the Mvoti or the Umshloti.
I think it's the River Bridge.
Was washed away, yeah. And there's a drift. Chris McDaniel and the farmers have, in fact, built a drift. We just pray for a reasonably dry day, because if there's a dirty, great big storm up country, we might be a bit delayed in getting across it. But generally speaking, it's fine.
It'll add to the adventure.
Absolutely.
Just one final question, Ken. Is there a cost to joining Probus?
In order to support and pay for our speakers, we charge people a whole 150 Rand a year, which works out to about 12 Rand a month. I think it's 12 Rand 50 a month or something silly. Or for couples, 250 Rand a year, which works out to about 20 per couple per visit.
It's extraordinarily good value.
Right. Well, I think so. And it all does go in that direction, as well as any surplus that there might be to pay for things like a day out.
Yeah.
Days out. There are other clubs in our area. Please remember that as well. We've got a very active club, about 65 or 70 strong. We at the moment are sitting around about the mid-30s. But we'd like to obviously increase that if possible, because we have quite a few people away at any one time.
So this is the Bellito Probus
chapter. Bellito chapter. We have about, I think it's 35 or 36 members, of which around, you know, if we can get a meeting of 25, we're doing fairly well, because a lot of people go away to visit grandchildren and children and goodness knows what else. Yeah. We are a sort of a retirement kind of den, I suppose, in the country. Yeah, so there's that. But also, just those might be interested, there is, in fact, a very active Probus Club in Umhlanga that meet at the Breakers Hotel on the second Monday of the month. And there's also a club at Manejkam that meet on the first Monday of the month. So there we go. You don't have to just come to Bellito. And the other thing is, once you join Probus, you're obviously very welcome to any of the other clubs at no cost.
Oh, so there's reciprocity.
Reciprocity.
Fantastic.
And we, as I say, we've got 12 clubs within KZN and 60-odd in the country, most of which, I think around about 35, maybe even 40, are in the Western Cape.
Okay.
Although, having said that, Probus was started in South Africa, in Durban, in 1977. So Durban were the sort of the fountainhead, as it were. But unfortunately, the Cape have sort of rather muscled in and taken over.
Well, you're doing a good job of raising the flag again, and hopefully the stimulation will be irresistible and there'll be lots of interest. Don't forget, if you have missed this conversation, well, Ken Lever here today representing Probus Bellito and inviting you, if you are an active retiree and would like to get together once a month, first Monday of the month, to meet other folk and to learn something from a good speaker, and generally have a lunch and a couple of bitter lemons and what have you. Well, it's a great opportunity to get out of the house and meet new people and get the stimulation that keeps you fabulously young like Ken and I.
There's one final shot, sir. I don't think I've mentioned, Dave, that we meet normally at the Simbiti Club, with much thanks to the Simbiti Eco Estate. And to Mark McClure, the manager of the club.
It's a great
venue. We meet there, terrific venue, and they've got a wonderful pub and a very good restaurant.
Indeed they do, and easy access, very safe, very secure, yeah. Great parking. And you can't go wrong.
And it's a lunchtime meeting, so there we go.
We're blessed in this area to have this kind of facility and this kind of opportunity for you to get out and spread your wings and just, you know, become more active member of the community. In that way, everyone wins. My very special guest, Ken Lever, talking today about Probus. And Ken, I look forward to continuing the conversation as weeks and months progress.
Dave, you're a star. Thanks for all you do.
All the
Thanks
best
so much.
To you.
Okay, keep well.
The afternoon show continues.